Road Racing News podcast. My name's Steve Rowell, editor of roadracingnews.co.uk, and as always, I'm joined by my dad, Steve Rowell.
Hello, everybody.
Well, first and foremost, we'd like to wish you all with our thoughts are with the Harewood family on the tragic passing of Pauline Harewood, wife of Mike Harewood.
Yeah, sad time when anybody passes, and our respects to the family.
Well, obviously, it's been a few weeks since we've had our 12th podcast, now our 13th podcast episode. Within those 2 weeks, it's what would have been TT 2020, but it's been TT 2020 different. Obviously, with no racing, but we've had the TT lock-in, we've had the virtual TT, Manx Radio's Mountain Course Memories, and now also the programmes on ITV4.
Yeah, the best part about really interested in the gaming, because it's not my thing, but the running the commentary off the old races, I've listened to a few of them when I've been off, and that's been interesting. And I'm loving the documentaries that they're putting on ITV4. So roll on TT21.
And what did you make of the Michael Dunlop documentary last night?
Well, this is, in my opinion, it was a bit sort of clumped together, really. It was good, don't get me wrong, I couldn't do it, but yeah. But in my opinion, I think I expected to be an interview with Michael, like.
I did as well. I think if I was to give it about a film rating, would have said it 1 to 5 star. I think 3 is what I'd have given it. But getting back to the virtual TT, it was something different reporting on that. I never covered before e-racing, so it was something different. And David Toddy emerged victorious, and it wasn't surprising. He's an ambassador for the TT rather than the H2 game. But it was entertaining to watch. It was good fun. Say something different. So the TT lock-in, there's lots of interviews with riders. Obviously, the Manx Radio Mountain Course Memories, not surprising the interviews were with Kawasaki racers who've raced Kawasaki at the TT, given the Kawasaki Tri-Options sponsoring the Manx Radio coverage. But I see ITV4 tonight, got the Pagshits documentary.
Yeah, and also last night there was interviewing, of part of one of them, there was interviewing, well, it was the Michael one, there was interviewing John Mack, he had his Monster Energy cap on, because he's sponsored by Monster Energy, but ITV removed the...
We should say this is what John McGuinness said on Twitter.
Blanked his motive off his sponsors, off his cap,
which
I thought was a bit odd, seeing as that they're the principal sponsor of the Alaman TT races. So I do agree with John there with what he said. There's something going on there, isn't there?
But I mean, in general, I think with it not being the TT, obviously nothing can replace the racing. But I think it's helped everybody, these little things that have taken place with the the TV coverage, the radio coverage, the virtual TT. It's filled the gap, I think.
They have put something there, haven't they? So you've got to applaud them on that. It's not as though they've just left it, have they?
No. Well, there's been lots of news in recent weeks alongside, as I said, the TT coverage. Oliver's Mount's hoping to run 2 meetings.
Yes.
2 3-day meetings, 14th to 16th of April, the Barry Sheen Classic, 11th to 13th of
August,
September.
August, not April.
Sorry, yes, I'll reword. My mistake.
We all make mistakes.
14th to 16th of August, the Barry Sheen Classic.
That's right,
11th to 13th of September, the Seaventure International Cup. Scarborough Cup, mate. The Barry Sheen Classic, there won't be any sidecars.
No.
I don't know why this is,
nope.
But it has been confirmed by others that organisers. So.
Yeah.
But fingers crossed both go ahead.
Yeah, well, that's quite a while, that, isn't it? So it's 2 weeks into August, we've got all July to go, which is like 4, 6. We've got nearly 8. A good 8 weeks before that kicks off. So the way they're easing lockdown, they're doing it every 2 or 3 days now, aren't they? It's... On the scale from 1 to 100, I think it's going 60-40 at the present moment in time. And when you get another month under your belt, providing the R keeps down, I can see that going up to 80%. So it's looking, it's good. So you've got to sort of agree with the organisers at least are having a go at trying to get something running.
Same as with Cooks, our organisers tend to be
exactly. So you have to keep plugging away, aren't you?
And obviously, should mention obviously not road racing today, but British Superbikes is hoping to get back soon.
Yes, of course they're running at Donington, Brands, Alton,
Silverstone,
but they're not going to Cadwell or Knockhill. I can understand I'm not going to Knockhill, but I can't understand why they're not going to Cadwell, because Cadwell gets the biggest crowd of the year, isn't it? So I'm quite disappointed.
Also, but on the spectators brand, are going to be allowed at the.
Well, that's another thing, but they'll be hoping for that to. But that, when does that start? Starts in July, isn't it?
August.
Oh, that starts in August. So it might be by then that there might be more people. You know.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. At least it's going ahead.
Oh yes, Amy. I mean, racing's returning to Cherby.
Yeah, well, Allerman's completely back to normal now, isn't it?
It is.
The only thing is, if you leave and you come back, you've got to be quarantined for 14 days, and it's the same with anybody else. So, because their pubs and everything are up now, aren't they?
Yes, yeah, it's positive.
Football matches, cricket, everything, so back to normal.
The limits events looking, I think, are going to be back soon. So some classic racing events. Yeah. I mean, say racing on the short circuits is coming. I mean, David Datsa was victorious at the Pannonia Ring. David Datsa, TT Newcomer last year in Hungary at the Pannonia Ring. Lauren Hoffman contesting at Spa. Zolder Mete showing good pace. We've had a spring prize meeting at Brno, Czech Republic. And lots of road racers took part in this event, including Marek Schwenning. Sean Anderson was in action on one of the Kramer's Super Mono machines. So the short circuit events have fully, I think, near enough come back now. There's the MotoGP still to come back, but it will be back soon. And hopefully all road racing will be, see road racing events returning in the near future. Fingers crossed. John McGuinness is hoping to stick with the Bournemouth Kawasaki team for the 2021 season. That seems logical, doesn't it? I mean, I think.
I think most of the sponsors will keep them over till next year. Same with all different shows and things that have gone up and down the land.
And speaking of John Mack, we should mention, I think he was having a test today on his Ducati, the bike he's going to race in the Ducati Tri-Options Cup.
Superbikes. So. Well, really, to be truthful, he should be quite competitive in that.
He should be.
Yeah, because they're just production bikes, so they're all the same bike. So, the bikes should be all equal. So, and he's obviously he's a veteran at setting bikes up and stuff, and he's raced at all these tracks. So, yeah, it should be up there among it, shouldn't it?
Fully agreed. Joe Thompson's hoping to be back at the Oilers Mount events in Aberdare Park.
Yeah, and so is Justin Collins.
Joe's Justin Collins, Richard Charlton.
Yeah. I think you'll get a lot more riders in the English. And
yeah, I think Jamie Coward's indicated as well that he's hoping to take in the Gold Cup.
Yeah,
I think he's hinted.
Yeah, so it'll be quite interesting to see.
Fingers crossed, everything goes ahead. We should also mention though that the 300 Curbs of Gustav Havel meeting at Horace has been cancelled.
Right,
but in general, I think news is looking a lot more positive. I think now. Right, on to the 10 questions challenge for this week. Well, this week's 10 questions challenge from 2018 is with Joe Phillips, father of Carl Phillips, who was hoping to make his Manx Grand Prix debut this year with the PRF Racing. Obviously, Carl, points finisher in British Superbikes. Got no doubt he'll adapt well to the mountain course, and hopefully this will roll on to 2021 where he'll make his Manx Grand Prix debut then. Or maybe TT debut, we don't know. Wait and see. But the answers from his dad to the 10 questions are as follows. Joe's favourite national roads meeting is the Tandridge A100. His favourite racing bike, love the ER650 Kawasaki, a real fun factor bike. His favourite part about competing on the roads, the late braking, cornering at speed, the adrenaline. TT Northwest 200 or Ulster Grand Prix, has to be the Ulster Grand Prix, my local circuit. Speaking of the Ulster Grand Prix, I think Clint McCallum said recently, hopefully there's a positive future and we've got to keep it going. And like, lots of people are echoing this, so fingers crossed there's going to be a bright future for what is the world's fastest road race.
Oh, yeah, I think there's so much interest in it, and there's so much history as well. And as we both know, road racing in Ireland is, it's far more supported than it is in this country. You know, it's part,
I fully agree.
It's part of life. I mean, the average Joe Soap knows about road racing. They know about the Ulster and the
Northwest.
Northwest, don't they? So, it'll keep going.
Also, the Northwest have positive news. They've got the extra funding.
Yeah, that's from the council.
Council, yeah.
So if they can get that to there, I think there'll be things going in the background to get it all sorted out.
Back to the 10 questions with Joe Phillips. His most respected rival, anyone who has a go, fair play to them. His favourite roads moment to date. Best roads moment has to be walking up that spiral staircase. Manx Grand Prix winners podium in the Isle of Man. To think of the names that have done this makes me shiver. I'm not worthy long. Of course, show 2011 Super Twins Manx Grand Prix runner up. Is the one place or country in the world where you like to see a roads meeting held? His answer is, we're sorry to hear the plans for the Welsh road races have fell apart. A Scottish road race sounds good. Would lovely part of the world. Yes, Scotland. There was talk a few years back of a road race, a race of the borders. I think.
Yes, there was, yeah.
So, you know, again, hopefully in the near future, you never know.
You never know, no.
His road racing hero, I have to say, two I can't divide them, Joey Dunlop and Ray McCulloch. Grew up watching these guys, what an hat they wear on a bike. Supersport or Superbike, love the 600s, Supersport. Pole position or fastest lap, pole position for me. Right, a few facts. We're over 26 years now since Castro Honda had a 1-2-3 finish in the senior TT in 94. Steve Islop, Furt McCallan, Joey Dunlop. Arguably, for a lot of people, the best TT team of all time.
Yeah, I think that's fair comment.
And obviously, I mean, distinctive course here. You remember the Castro Honda as well.
Oh, yeah. It was in red, green, and the main colour was white.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's 11 years plus now since Valentino Rossi visited the TT races.
Wow.
11 years.
Yeah, it only seems that it was a couple of years ago.
But it was such a massive thing. I remember it when he visited for the TT. Huge. He didn't talk overly negative about the event.
No, he went to the top of Braille, didn't
he? Yeah, he did, yeah. And I think he did a demo lap with Aggo. It was Aggo's birthday yesterday as well.
Yes, he's
78. Is
78, yeah. Yeah, he's knocking on a bit now with old Aggo, isn't he?
Still holds the record for the World Championships, obviously 15 times. It's amazing that he would do it 15 times. So Valentino 9 times. Wanted to bamboozle a quiz question. Well, a few weeks back I asked the question, back in 1976, which racer from Japan claimed during his event debut at a TT podium finish? And I know you knew me with the answer. Yeah,
Takazumi Katayama.
Yep.
And also he was 350 world champion.
Yeah.
And he raced at Oliver's Mount as well.
He did. Yeah. Top racer, top rider. Or under racing motion. Well, this week's bamboozle question revolves around virtual TT winner Davy Todd. Davy Todd made his pure road racing debut at which circuit? Well, I can't give too much away, but the one call I will give is it was in 2017. And it just, when you think about it, 2017, it's 2 years on, the rapid progression he's made has been brilliant, you know, amazing.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but we're nearly 3 years on.
Nearly 3 years, but I mean 2017 to 2019.
Oh, yeah, yeah, oh, yeah.
Obviously, IRC Superbike champion. And
it was bound to be there, wasn't it? When we first saw it.
Oh, you can tell, I remember.
You can tell, can't you?
Yeah. And obviously, Dave was going to be a wet Sonder rider at the TT ship, obviously, that we're assuming it will roll on to 2021.
I would have thought so.
All that's left to say is keep positive, keep going. There's signs to be that the bright lights have got the lights of.
Oh yeah, the lights. Yeah, we're signed to see broad daylight at the end of the summer now, aren't we?
A bit of racing and coming good. Back, and we've had an interesting few weeks. And you had an interesting plumbing job on, I know.
Yeah, well, I don't want to talk about that because that did me head in, and it still is at the moment. But anyway, we've all been there.
The weather's been in and out. It's got a bit. Dreary and gloomy, but it's got better again and humid. And all that's left to say is hope you've enjoyed the latest podcast. And it's thanks from me,
and thanks from me. And we'll speak soon.
This has been the Road Racing News Podcast.